you feel terrible for the guy. You know, he works hard. He works real hard. He loves the game. And, you know, you hurt for him. You know, I had no words for him yesterday except that, you know, I'm there for him and anything he needs. But I can't imagine what he's going through mentally. You know, I've been there, but just to back-to-back like that with him in the same season, finally getting back and looking good and, you know, loves playing the game, and then that happens, is just you hurt for him.
What's the hardest part of that, knowing because you've been through the injury and the rehab, yeah, and he's going to have to be facing
it's the mental.
Thing.
It's the mental and coming back and having the doubts your whole off season of whether you can be the same again. And you have good days, you have bad days, and you just try to find a mental balance of keeping yourself sane, you know, and just knowing that, you know, hopefully there will be better days and you'll be back out there soon.
That's very unfortunate. You know, anytime you see anybody go down as a teammate, you know, and Arian came back, fought from his previous injury early in the year, and he was getting back into a great form, and just to have a guy like that go down, you know, what type of guy he means to the team, the type of player he is, you know, I just feel for him.
What kind of encouragement do you give him if you talk to him?
You know, I just told him, you know, about my injury history, you know, previously in the past, you know, some of the times I had to fight back through it, and, you know, it's a long grind, but, you know, I just told him to keep his head up and he'll be all right.
It's devastating, just because I know how much he puts into this thing, to how much work he puts in, you know, to be great, to be healthy, to stay on the field, and knowing how hard he worked to come back from his groin injury, to have this happen, I'm really hurting for him, you know, and I know it's pretty frustrating.
You know, he's definitely disappointed, but he's a very strong person, and, you know, I'm sure he'll be fine.
Did you see him go down, and did you have an immediate, like, gut reaction? That ain't good.
Right, yeah, I saw him go down. I'm like, man, what happened? And when he wasn't getting up fast, I knew it was probably something serious.
It's all of a sudden for you guys, it kind of changed the whole dynamic for the rest of the season.
A little bit.
In the running backs.
Right, but, you know, we all prepare as if we were going to start, so everybody's just going to step up.